The Brewers scored 8 runs in the 6th inning and rolled to a 13-2 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks in their series opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Black had 3 hits and 3 RBIs, and Sal Frelick started the 2nd with a home run, ending the Brewers' streak of 7 straight games without a long ball. Manager Pat Murphy.
We hit a homer tonight. Did you guys know that? I ordered that. I asked Sal. Sal, would you do me a favor? Go ahead and homer to get these guys off my back. Ruthless guys.
Chad Patrick tossing 5 innings of 1-hit ball for the win. He got plenty of support from the Brewers offense with 8 runs in the 6th.
You know, it's fun to watch, and you know, they kind of picked me up there after that 5th inning. So we just got to keep pressing on and force those types of things to happen.
Game 2 of that series is tonight. Brewers first baseman Andrew Vaughn and outfielder Jackson Churio will begin rehab assignments with AAA Nashville tonight ahead of a return to the big leagues next week. Vaughn was hurt on opening day. Churio set to make his season debut. A major change is coming to college basketball. According to reports, the NCAA has initiated the final steps to expand the men's and women's basketball tournaments to 76 teams. In the Midwest League last night, Quad City downed Wisconsin 14-7, Beloit 10, Lake County 9. NBA playoff action last night, Spurs eliminate Portland with a 114-97 victory. It was Philadelphia 113, Boston 97, the Knicks over Atlanta 126-97. In the NHL, Boston beat Buffalo 2-1, Minnesota 4, Dallas 2, and Edmonton downed Anaheim 4-1. And the WIAA has agreed to terms of an 8-year contract extension with UW Lacrosse to host the state track and field championships through 2034. WIAA has hosted the event in Lacrosse since moving it from Madison back in 1990. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.